Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, a show where we interview the most influential people in real estate to teach you how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more customers. What's up, guys? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I'm so excited to be joined by Luke Acree. Hopefully I got that right. Reminder Media is a president of Reminder Media. And just growing into an incredible partner, a fun guy to get to work with. And we've done some stuff together now, getting to help agents with marketing and branding and those different types of things. And I'm really pumped to have a conversation with him today about those topics. So Luke, thanks for being on the podcast, man. I know you're busy, but I appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, man, you're so welcome. I appreciate the opportunity, brother. It's great to be here.
So give everybody just the quick, you know, story. Like, who are you? How did you get to where you are today with Reminder Media?
Yeah, so obviously, name's Luke, president of Reminder Media. The quick 30,000 foot view is started a website company in college called Nextmark Design. So we were doing graphic design, designing websites. I was doing that with my older brother, Dan. My uncle at the time, Steve, who's now my current partner with Reminder Media, he had started Reminder Media, which was more of a print-based company. We have a really popular tool, American Lifestyle Magazine. Probably a lot of agents that listen to this maybe have seen it, heard about it. And he had reached a point in his entrepreneur journey. I was doing Nextmark Design for about 4 years. He was really a mentor to me and a really good friend. And he had reached a point where I think a lot of people reach is there's mountains and valleys. He was at a valley point. He was at almost a little bit of a burnout point and really just convinced me, hey, let's join forces. And so we joined up. It's been about a decade now. It's been an amazing ride. We had about 40, 50 employees at the time. We have now 220 employees. Last year, we worked with 38,000 real estate agents. And so it's just been an incredible kind of opportunity to, you know, experience all types of business, because now we've expanded outside of real estate and work in over 140 different industries, and really be able to test marketing strategies, both print and digital, and also test kind of how do you get people to actually implement marketing? Like, that's the really hardest part of being a marketing company, is getting people to use the products you put together. But I know you know that experience. So that's where I ended up today, and I'm loving every second of it.
I could not understand what you're saying more about getting people to implement what it is that you use. It's why we go to so many great links just to develop tools that do a lot of those things for them. So that way the agent can stay focused on what they've got going on. But it's definitely a known issue for sure. it's no fault.
Well, I mean, that's really, it's what led us,
though, right? I mean, they've got contracts, negotiations, inspections. They've got, you know, a business to run, so it's understandable.
It's really what led us into what we do. Like, I always explain to people, you know, with Reminder Media, they, you know, if you're at a, you know, networking party, they go, you know, hey, what do you do? And I say, well, there's a huge problem out there in service-based businesses, especially for real estate agents in general. And the huge problem is they're losing income. Yeah. Because they're not successfully nurturing their database.
Right.
They're not successfully keeping in touch. And everybody who's probably listening to this has that guilt that, you know, there's that lead you've gotten from Facebook, from Zillow. Yeah. You know, maybe it's even a past client that should be giving you referrals, that, right? That's not. And you know in your heart of hearts the reason they're not is because when you look at how many times you've actually nurtured them, followed up with them, had a phone call with them, built a relationship, it's really, really small. And so what we do is we step in and create the automated touches that are super high quality that take care of making sure you're not, you know, missing out on nurturing your database, and then give you the time to then go, okay, based upon my engagement, what's happening with these touches, now I know who to reach out to. Now I know who to build a relationship with, or who is not engaging that I definitely should reach out to because I'm missing out on opportunity there. So that tends to be what we focus on, to try to free them up so they can spend more time making sure they're connecting from a relationship level.
Such a valuable service. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we wrap up the podcast. But let's get into, you know, we're talking a lot. I think personally, one of the biggest problems in the real estate industry isn't necessarily lead generation, which I think a lot of people might believe. I think that one of the biggest problems in the industry is conversion. You know, anybody can generate leads. It takes a lot of work to convert them. And I think that there is this massive underestimation of what it actually takes to convert somebody. And you're talking a lot about nurturing through marketing, branding, touch points, those different types of things. What do you say are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making, specifically real estate agents today, around conversion? Or what are they not doing enough of, and what are a few things that they could do to solve that problem?
So I think, you know, when it comes to conversion, I think you're spot on. I think there's endless amounts of leads, but I think people are failing to convert them. I think a couple things you need to look at right away is you need to look at what is called speed to lead. How fast are you actually getting in touch with the lead that comes in the door, especially for your internet websites, because everybody tells themselves they think they're purchasing a lead off of Zillow or Realtor.com or something like that, and they think they're the only person getting that lead. And in the stats, just go research them. The stats show you're definitely not the only person getting that lead, right? And so you got to be first. Because it's literally over 70% of the time, the first agent that gets interviewed gets the deal. So as fast as you can get that conversation from online to offline in a face-to-face or a phone call type mentality, it will help you. So you really need to, and all the research shows, not to bore you guys with research, that if you can try to get it within 5 minutes, you've increased your chances by 100, almost 400% or something like that. It was a study done by MIT and I think Harvard. Review. So you got to be fast to getting there. What I also tell people as well with lead conversion is when people request information online through like a sample request, Facebook information, so, and they get a phone call from somebody, they view you as corporate America. Like they view you as a big company. There's no personal connection there. And so I saw a huge difference. I'll use my brother as an example. So he's a real estate agent in Virginia for Keller Williams. We did a simple tweak to his Facebook leads that he was getting in where he actually shoots a video, right? And there's services out there, great services that can help you do this. And he would, as soon as the lead comes in, he would actually shoot a video to that person, letting them know, and it increased his conversion so much of getting them actually on the phone. Because the hardest thing about Facebook leads was they're not picking up. You'd call them over and over again, they're not picking up. So I'd encourage you, man, shoot a video to these people because it humanizes you instantly. And you're not just a big business. You're actually a human being in their community that they maybe can connect with, especially based upon your vibe. Second thing that I think people make mistake is when it comes to conversion is they quit too soon. Right? How many times should you call a lead or follow up with a lead? Never quit. You should just have, you know, different levels of follow-up, right? Based upon your funnel or based upon the lead. When it first comes in, man, I'd be hitting that lead. What we see in our stats, and I'm just speaking for our marketing company here, we have about 100 sales reps on the phones all day. We see we can get a 46% closing rate if we call that person two times a day, up to 9 calls, and if we push it out and do that every day, up to 9 calls, if we push it out an extra day, it drops to literally 16%. So it is in your consistency of follow-up. There's another stat out there that shows that people, it takes 8 calls to get someone on the phone now versus I think it was like a decade ago, it only took 4 calls. And so what I always tell people is that you need to consistently call them. And the reason why is because it's kind of the car factor. At first, if you call somebody, they're curious and you're going to get them in that intrigue stage. They're going to wonder who it is. And then if you call again, right, you've intrigued their curiosity even more. But most sales reps give up at this point. Most sales reps don't follow up more than 2 times usually. From the statistics. What I say to people is you got to keep calling because you're going to enter into the annoyance phase. If I keep calling you, Grant, you're going to become annoyed with me. This is why salespeople don't do it, because they don't want to be in the annoyance phase. But you have to get past the annoyance phase to get to the respect phase. That's why I call it the CAR acronym. You got to go from curiosity, who is this? Why are they calling me? To annoyance, oh my gosh, this person keeps calling me. To respect, to where they actually pick up the phone and they're like, man, this person must have something to tell me because they never gave up following up. And I've heard countless times on my sales and prospecting, man, Luke, I just got to hand it to you. Your follow-up's unbelievable. And so I think those are just a couple actionable things that I would immediately implement into your sales organization, your business, based upon your leads to up your conversion.
One of the things that I could not agree more with is what you said is speed to lead. And I always tell people it's not necessarily speed to lead as much as it is speed to relationship. And everything that you just said totally validates that, right? You've got leads that are coming in that are being shared with on average 12 other agents. And that's not me exaggerating. Those are also statistics that you could go look up. You've got people that, I love your analogy, car, because it's true. Somebody calls me once, I'm like, I wonder who that was. And then they call again, and I'm like, okay, maybe they need something. But this is like a period of days and weeks. And I'm like, well, they'll call me enough, I guess, if they really need me.
Exactly.
And then eventually I'm like, who the heck is this? And I'll pick up the phone and we'll have a conversation, or I'll pick up the phone and be some robot and I'll move on. But it's true. If you, the person that is relentless enough to get somebody on a phone conversation, an appointment, on a video chat, whatever that is, the person that can build a relationship with somebody the quickest is the one that's going to win. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that in interactions I've had. I've seen that conversations that we're having right now. I've seen that in agents' businesses. Speed to relationship is, in my opinion, one of the most important things. I think everything that you're saying here is just proof that, yes, it's really crucial.
Going offline or going online to offline is what I always give the example. The faster you can get it offline, the faster you can get it to a real human connection where you're talking to them, the better. Another thing is like the mediums, right? So trying to hit people. So if a lead comes in, text, email, phone call, like what, how many different mediums, LinkedIn, social media, how many ways can you get in front of that person to ultimately get their attention? Because when you have their attention, obviously, then you can deliver your value proposition and your message.
And here's a tip too, if you guys listen to this, is people will self-identify how they want to communicate with you based on how they respond. So if you call somebody, text somebody, email somebody, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, like it doesn't matter to me, I think you should do every single way possible. They will pick one of those ways that they will finally respond to you. That doesn't always mean immediately move them to your favorite form of communication, whether that's over the phone or so on and so forth. That means keep talking to them on Instagram DMs or keep, you know, however it is that they respond to. It's just something that I've discovered is that agents always try to move people to their favorite thing, and sometimes too quick. Yep. If you can keep the conversation where people actually want to speak with you, a lot of people don't realize if you're generating leads from Facebook, hey, go to Facebook and find them and then message them. They're more likely to respond to you on Facebook if that's where the lead came from. I think that's a thing that a lot of people miss is that however you're getting these leads is probably an indicator of how these people want to actually have a conversation with you.
I love that so much. Two little, like, I call them like hacks that I think are you always want to stand out right in your follow-up. So you don't just aren't like every other person reaching out to them.
Right.
On LinkedIn, do a voice message. I learned this from a guy we interviewed on our podcast is just, he does voice messages on LinkedIn instead of written messages. And what he got me, that's how he prospected me, but it stood out because I get prospected all the time through written message on LinkedIn. But I never get a voice message. So I'm like, what is this? And I play it and then it's him talking to me and I listen to the whole thing. Or on Instagram, another hack, shoot a little video message.
Yep.
Shoot a little video message, send it to them in their DM instead of doing a written message. And it's just different and it stands out enough for people to actually watch it. Like I've started on my reviews for Facebook. I'm trying this out now, is I'm responding on video to the review instead of responding just in written. I'm responding sometimes in video. And I'm realizing that it gets people to know me a little bit more. My personality, it's not just a Facebook ad anymore. There's actually a real person. And it also stops the haters a little bit. Sometimes it influences or enthuses them, but.
Right. And also it saves a ton of time. Like, especially if you're messaging people. The first time somebody sent me a voice message, I was like, oh, you can do that? And I was like, well, I'm never going to type in Messenger ever again because that takes forever. Yeah. There's so many different little tips and tricks, but. Speed to relationship, I think, is important. And something that you said, the more you can humanize yourself to whatever prospect you may be working with, the easier it is to build a relationship with somebody. Look, your brand, in my opinion, is the relationship you have with the marketplace. whether that's your community, with your past clients, your sphere of influence, whatever that looks like, what are some things that you guys are seeing right now that works exceptionally well when it comes to building a brand, or as you said, humanizing the brand to the people that you're trying to maybe connect with and work with?
Yeah, no, I think it's a fantastic question. So, I mean, I really think in order to generate a mind share, right, or a branding, right? So if I asked everybody right now on this podcast, hey, when I say electric cars, who do you think of? And every single person, for the most part, is probably thinking Elon Musk and Tesla, right? Then we might get one Prius in there, but most people are thinking Elon Musk and Tesla, right? Why? And I think even at this time, I don't even think Tesla sells the most electric cars out of all the car dealers out there and stuff. No. The point being is he's built a brand. So how do you become the Tesla of your community in real estate, right? That type of idea. There's three things I found over a decade of working with individuals of trying to help them be memorable in their minds of their clients. You have to have a marketing system that will consistently keep you in touch with people. And here's what I mean by consistency is you can't send just something once a quarter, once every 2 months. If you dated your wife once every month, would you have a great relationship with your wife? Probably not. So you got to be consistent, right? And it's like everything in life takes consistency. You got to be in front of people. I have a client that pulls $6 million out of their business a year in Annapolis, Maryland. They do over 200 touch points for their clients throughout the years. You read the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, there's 33 touch points that they teach. And now if you follow Gary Keller and them, I think they've upped it. I think it's like 37 that you need a year. The point being is you can't really do too many, but you can definitely do too little. And most agents do too little. So you have to have consistency, but it can't just be about consistency because you're thinking right now the same thing that most people, man, if someone marketed to me 200 times a year, I'd freaking be so frustrated at them. That's why you need the second piece, which is you have to have impact. Impact is what creates memorability. It's what creates people actually wanting to reciprocate something to you. Most of us as business owners, this is how we market. We put our business together and then we go to the world and we go, look at me, look at my services, look at my successes, look at what I've accomplished. It's all me, 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 me. Where I say for people, if you really want to create memorability, you actually have to flip the coin on its head and you actually have to go, what do my recipients want to receive? What is valuable to them? And the hack I give to people on this is take your database right now, whatever CRM you're using, and ask yourself, do I know the Ford method on these people? So what does Ford stand for? It stands for family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. So if Grant is in my CRM right now, in my database, do I know what's going on with Grant's family? Do I know what's going on with his job right now and his work? Do I know what he's into hobby-wise? And do I know what his dreams are? I mean, talk about in real estate, what are you helping people accomplish? Man, you're helping them accomplish their dreams. And if I know these things about Grant, or at least certain pillars of these things, I can connect to you. This relationship that you're talking about, right? Speed to relationship. I mean, if you know those four pillars on somebody, you probably have a decent relationship. So then translate that to the way you consistently connect. So imagine getting on Facebook right now, finding five of your clients and knowing their Ford method, knowing what they're into, going to their wall, checking in on them. So if Grant, you're working out right now, right? Because I'm following you and you're doing these workout things. What if I commented on your wall today or on your Instagram, go, hey man, thinking about you this morning and hope you're in the gym. Check out this exercise tip. I thought you would love it. That is so much more impactful than Grant, look at my just listed, right? So it's because it's personal to you. It's relevant to you. It gets you connected to me to where now you actually know who Luke Acree is, but you still need the third component because you can consistently connect with people, send them workout tips, but that doesn't mean Grant's going to use you as the real estate agent. You then have to brand yourself as the Tom Ferry would call it the agent of trust, the person who has authority on the subject matter that you're in business for. So I need to consistently connect with Grant, make Grant love me because I have given him things and shared things with him that are personal to him that create impact, but I still have to brand myself as an expert on what I do. And that being real estate, that would be my things that there's two ways I think you can really achieve this fast. One is, I think you can give educational content. So I think you can up, I can share with you, Grant, what's going on with your market right now and your date, your neighborhood, what your house is worth, mortgage rates. Is it a good time to buy? Is it a good time to sell? Is it a good time for investors? I can educate you, which immediately puts you, me in authority on a subject matter. And then two, I can give you social proof. That's not me saying, hey, how great I am. It's telling the stories of my clients and what they've experienced working with me. And I have found over a decade of doing this that when a business does those three things well, their business is consumed by referrals coming in, repeat business coming in, because it's built that mind share where people don't forget who you are and they always come back and use you and they advocate for you.
Man, there's so much good advice packed into
Sorry, I ranted there.
Well, no, it's okay. And if you didn't catch all that, if you listen to this podcast, go back and listen to that last 5 minutes again. Touch points are important. Frequency of how many times you're interacting with people. Impact in those touch points is, I think, that some people undervalue, because it's, I think a lot of people look at this as, well, I just got to get this done today. I got to make these touch points today. I got to do this today. I got to. And they don't really build any, they don't really put any research.
There's no personalization.
They don't really try to personalize it. They're just trying to get it done because they got so much other stuff to do today. And if you flip that and realize this is the most important thing that you have to get done today, like this isn't just, this is like walking to the closing table, right? You would do that with a ton of emotion and energy and excitement. If you can look at building relationships the same way with the same energy and excitement and emotion, what you'll realize is you'll probably never have to worry about going to the closing table ever again, because you have so many people that want to connect and want to build relationships and want to either do business with you or send business to you because they know that you care about them. And I think it's really important. And then building the authority status, you know, building a brand. I love what you said about Elon Musk and Tesla. We were interviewing Jimmy Rex for the Video Remarketing Summit that you partnered with us on. You helped us put that together. And Jimmy said, you know, when I first got started, I wanted people, when they thought about me, I wanted them to think about real estate. And he said, now when people think about real estate, I want them to think about me. And it goes back to your reference in Tesla. If you think about an electric car, you think about Elon. And that's a very important distinction, you know, how you go out there and build your brand. So when people just even think about real estate, you're the first thing that comes to mind. Man, that's crucial. Your company does a lot of, you're going to say something?
I was just going to say, what I wanted to point out a key point on that I think people don't realize is you don't see Elon Musk going buy a Tesla car, electric car, because it's cheaper than a Prius. You don't see him comparing the product. He built that brand literally just by his interviews, his education, his branding, his ability, like he did the flame thrower thing, right? That brought people into him. And then they learned about what else he does, which is the electric car. So like, it's not just about going, look at the product I offer and how much better it is than the competition's product. And I think that's a big mistake we tend to make when building a brand.
I think it's one of the biggest mistakes because, and this is a huge thing, too many people are trying to work with everybody. And I have a quote I consistently push out there. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard it before. I'm going to say it again. The person that works with everyone works with no one. There are too many people out there trying to work with everybody. And it's actually insanely damaging to your brand, your business, your revenue, your income, your profitability. And you can solve that by doing what he's talking about. And that means you become a specialist inside of the real estate industry, as opposed to a generalist. And you can relate this to doctors. General practitioners make significantly less money than maybe a heart doctor or a brain surgeon or a plastic surgeon. If you can become a specialist in your market and you can focus and fix your attention on serving one customer group, you would be blown away. And that doesn't mean that you are violating fair housing or any of the other things that you should be doing. It means that when you're putting out branded content, you have one person in mind. It makes it so much easier to connect with those people, to create content for those people, to create videos for those people, to, you know, do any, you know, insert whatever. If you can focus on becoming a specialist, and that's what Elon did. And you look at this, like, at the end of the day, specialists don't negotiate their prices. Elon Musk is not out there negotiating these prices. He's set a standard, and people will show up and pay for it because, you know, they love Elon. They love what he's done, and they're willing to pay whatever. And I think that if you understand that in your market, if you can become a specialist, you will not ever have to negotiate your commission ever again. I mean, it's just, this is, if you want to know how to stop negotiating for flat fee people and all that, commodities, things that are sold like in Walmart, those people negotiate on price because that's all that's left. This is what generalists do. They negotiate with the only thing that's unique about them, and that's their price. Whereas specialists go out and build such significant brands, develop so much influence, they don't have to negotiate price. They show up, they sign paperwork, they go on to the next deal, and they do this rinse and repeat, day in and day out, day in and
day
out.
Dude, you are so spot on, brother. And I learned this from Michael Hellickson, is that, look, in real estate, your product is not the house. Mm-hmm. You're the product. You're the product is what he teaches. Like, the product is not the house. The product is you. They're buying you. And so in real estate, even so much more, your brand is so important. And this idea of you'll attract your tribe through your vibe, right? Mm-hmm. And committing to that, that's when you'll actually, when you niche down. I interviewed a guy, Tom Hegna. He's a huge guy in the financial space. And he talks about there's riches and niches. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where the riches are. But it's so hard to do when you're in business because you want to try to please everybody, especially when you're doing marketing. I don't know if you got into any hate. What's so interesting about hate, like, I'm running a video ad right now. So anybody out there that's getting hate, I started getting so much hate on this ad, right? For our product. Right. And so even it gets to me, I pick up my phone, I'm there at night, I'm like, oh, I just want to respond to these comments, you know, a certain way. And I chat my director of marketing. I go, hey man, check out this ad. Like, if it's not working for us, we should probably pull it down. The ad that's getting the most hate, we are getting the lowest cost per lead on, the most leads on. And I'm running 66 ads on Facebook, I think, right now. And we're getting the lowest cost per lead and the most leads. That should teach you that, like Grant Cardone says, one day they hate me, next day they love me, both days I get paid. Yep. Right? And so it's like, just this whole idea that you're preaching, which I love, is that, man, don't try to please everybody. Really get down to who are you? What's your unique selling proposition? What makes you special? And then how do you translate to that, to the relationships that you have, the value that you bring to people?
Yep. I couldn't agree more, man. You're not going to make everybody happy. I know they always say, like, if you want to make everybody happy, go sell ice cream. But let me tell you something. There are millions of people in this world that are lactose intolerant. So, like, it's never going to happen. Like, just don't focus on that. We used to get the same thing. We would get so much interaction or ads. People was like, this ad's probably the worst performing ad you had. Marketers would come in and comment. These are the best performing ads we ever. We make hundreds of thousands of dollars in these ads. And people are like, yeah, this isn't any good. This probably is, you know, the worst. Especially a few years ago, we were doing some Zillow. We were having these Zillow conversations in our ads, which were proven recently. But, you know, those types of things, controversy drives, as you are all seeing today, engagement, conversation.
Yeah. That's a really good point for marketing. What was it? Britney Spears said there's no bad press.
No bad press.
Like, there, it's literally kind of true in a way in marketing, is the more tension, the more disruptive you can be in the feed, the more attention you'll get.
But well, anyway. I think that I was watching something the other day that said that, you know, controversial topics or negative topics travel 6 times faster than positive topics or uplifting topics. You know, it's not, I'm not telling you guys to go out there and be confrontational if that's not your personality style. But what I would say is, the more you know your ideal customer, the more permission you have to be vocal about y'all's opinions, like what you think and what your ideal customer think. When you know that you're aligned, it's easy to say and do certain things. I think it was Russell Brunson, we were talking about Ty Lopez one time. He and I were having a conversation. Russell was talking and he was saying, you know, say what you want to about Ty Lopez, but nobody on planet Earth is better at connecting with their ideal customer than Ty Lopez, because he knew exactly who was going to buy for him. And he just literally said, screw everything else. Like, I don't care what you think, how you think, whatever, the mansions, the cars, the this, the that. It was all directed at his ideal customer. And We're probably ranting a little outside of the real estate territory here now, getting into all the internet marketers that we both know. But the point is, if you can really just truly understand who your ideal customer is, it makes it so much easier to build a relationship with them. The more relationships you have, the more money you're going to make, the more sales you're going to generate. And I just think that these conversations are crucial to understanding that the more you can go out there and connect with the people in your market that you want to do business with in these different ways, the more success you're going to have.
Yeah. Good buddy of mine, that's a real estate coach, puts it this way, Sean Carper, and he goes, you know, build relationships, solve problems, have fun. Like that's the real, if you want to be successful in the real estate business, build relationships, solve problems, have fun. Wake up every single day, build more relationships, solve more problems for them, and have fun while you do it. And at the end of the day, your business will start thriving. When you focus that, and most people wake up and go, I got to generate leads. I got to generate leads. I got to sell something. And they get commission breath and yeah. They never close.
I like that, right? Commission breath. So we're talking about building a brand and building authority status, becoming that agent of trust, like you said. What are some, just a couple of things, we're running out of time. What are a couple of things that your company does that helps people build this authority status in a marketplace?
Nice. So we truly believe in holistic marketing, which means there's not one medium that's going to produce the magic formula. So what we do for people is we'll step in, and I talked about those three areas, the consistency, the impact, and the branding. So we have a print piece that's American Lifestyle Magazine. We actually have a couple different magazines now, but we actually make that your magazine as a company. And it's super unique. It's not an ad you're taking out. It's literally a gift. We put the content together. We make it. That goes through the mail to your clients 6 times a year. It's super impressive. The shelf life of it's 4 weeks. We track. So we track a bunch of statistics on it. But then we combo that, and we have a digital platform where we have email marketing. We have a social media scheduling library. We have with tons of different content to also do some personalization stuff. And we also have a really unique feature called local events. So we curate for you the local happenings in your community. And the idea behind all of this is it's branded to you. It's super high quality. So it's not going to be templated. It's not a bunch of WYSIWYG functionality. And we will put together for you 66 touch points for your client that you can then know is going out. You love the content. You can track the engagement. And then we really teach you to do what I love to preach, which is leverage this content to trigger your conversations. When the magazines hit mailboxes, we let you know, call them up, talk to your clients about a certain article in there that connected with you, build a relationship with them. And then we teach you how to turn that conversation into either asking for referrals, finding what's going on in their life, utilize the local events to say, hey guys, I'm going to be at this local event during COVID time. We actually collect virtual events too. So if you're thinking, hey, there's still, what about all the things with events? We do virtual events as well. But use that to say, hey, this is where I'm going to be. If anybody's going to be there, would love to connect. Call your clients, let them know. So those are some of the things we do, really geared around this idea that we don't want you to have to set up your nurture touch points. We want you to spend the time picking up the phone, calling the client, texting them, going to their Facebook wall, commenting. That's the in relationship side. We won't automate for you because you can't automate the relationship out of your business. We'll take care of the touch points and make sure they're super high quality to represent your business.
That's incredible, man. I love everything about what you guys do, just 1,000,000%. And I think that if you're listening to the podcast right now and any part of that sounds attractive to you, you need to connect with Luke, and he's going to tell you where the best place to do that would be. And then if you're listening to this podcast, we have some special offers for you, free month of some of the content that he's talking about. If you go to remindermedia.com/Whitley, you'll be able to take advantage of some of those things. I would highly, highly, highly encourage you to go right now because this probably won't be up forever. So go take some action and go to remindermedia.com/Whitley to connect, get a free month of some of what he's talking about, and just see the power that it can have on your business and on your ability, more importantly, to convert business. We're all in this game to increase sales, and I think that Reminder Media is a lot of powerful tools that allow you to do that. And Luke, man, I thank you so much for jumping on here today, and This was insanely valuable. I always probably learn more from our podcast interviews maybe than some of our guests do. So I got a ton of really good stuff here today, and I appreciate you for coming on here and teaching me. But thank you for just adding so much value to everybody here and you know, helping us put on our events recently. That was really awesome of you guys to do, and I really appreciate it. What's the number one way that somebody could connect with you if they wanted to?
Yep, you can find me on social. I'm most heavily on Instagram right now, at Luke Acree. So that's A-C-R-E-E, how to spell my last name, Acre with an extra E. So at Luke Acree, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram. But I would love to DM you, connect really on, if you have questions on marketing, anything like that. I try to answer all my DMs. I'm really trying to get connected with people and helping them solve their problems. So would love to connect with you there.
Guys, make sure you do that. As better yet, screenshot that you're listening to this podcast right now, tag us both in your stories. We'll both send you a DM. We'd love to answer any questions that you have about anything we talked about today. Luke, man, I appreciate you so much, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work together with you. And guys, thank you so much for continuing listening to the podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Please make sure you remember to rate us on iTunes and Google Play so we can continue to bring you interviews of some of the most influential people in real estate to help you grow your business.